Hi, Linda.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Matthew. I had left you a message.
Hi, Matthew.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
I'm glad you got back to me.
Yeah, I've been really busy with all these doctor's appointments and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, can you tell me a little bit about the process?
Sure. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. You're breaking up a little bit, but, well, let's see. About the process, do you know anything about quantum physics?
A little bit. I took a couple of physics courses, you know, back in college.
Okay.
But,
well,
I mean, it's constantly changing.
Yeah. The most important thing that you would want to be aware of with quantum physics is things are done in, like, more like a leap than a gradual, like if you were looking at a graph, you know, you would see just a gradual upswing. And when we're talking about quantum physics, we're talking more about leaps, which would be more equivalent to a stair step. So,
okay, like a quantum leap, kind of.
Pardon me?
Like a quantum leap, kind of.
Exactly, yeah, like a quantum leap. And the symbology of it is very much like taking a step up on a stair as opposed to a ladder, because you've got, you know, you go vertical, you go horizontal. So it is an increase of significant difference as opposed to just the slow sliding up.
So you've had really good experience treating cancer patients with this method?
You know, I don't work a lot with cancer patients, but what I do work a lot with, I've worked with such a broad spectrum of people that had a multitude of things, a real broad array of things.
What do you find that you're most successful at treating?
Well, see, now let me just clear that up right away, because I don't treat and I don't diagnose.
Oh.
I'm not a doctor, and the device is what does the work on your body.
Oh, okay.
The device, and this works with you on a subconscious level. And this is going in on a subconscious level and looking to see what's been out of balance in your life that has created this dis-ease.
So this would look at what caused the cancer I'm suffering initially, and it would reverse that, or?
Well, now, you're using words that sound like you're expecting a miracle, and what I would
Well,
think
yeah,
is,
I'm hoping for a miracle. I pray every day for one, and I've tried things like OxySilver and other colloidal silvers, but they made my skin turn a weird purplish-bluish color almost, so those, and it didn't really have any effect on my pain or my cancer initially.
Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of...
Yeah, well, I don't know what you know about as far as how the emotional body affects what happens with the physical body. Basically, dis-ease starts with the concept of ill at ease with something. As you progress with being uncomfortable with a situation, ill at ease with it, it progresses into a physical manifestation which creates in your body. And I can show you when we look up, did you say pancreatic?
Yes, yes.
And I can show you a bit about the emotional body and how it is affected. What kind of things affect the emotional body pertaining to the pancreas.
Right.
And then you would be able to decide whether or not that jives with you or not.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, because the problem I've been having got a lot worse, I've noticed, around the time when my father died. So I don't know if it was that stress-induced that made it worse, or if it was there all the time and it just, you know, came out, or what. This is all new to me, so.
Well, I can explain to you how quantum biofeedback works. I can explain to you how the device works. But what I would like to tell you about first and foremost is the effect that we have on our bodies and what we do to them via our consciousness and our thoughts, our emotions, our conditioned patterns that we've been directed through our life to basically believe the illusion, if you understand what I mean.
Yes, yes.
We're handed illusions, and then we think that that's life.
Right.
And I think you know that's probably true, because you can put 100 people in a room, and they all have a different illusion. They may be similar.
Yeah, it's like the secret. You know, the more you visualize something, the better chances you have at attaining that.
Absolutely.
And I've been visualizing a cancer-free pancreas for, you know, since I came down with this, but I don't think it's working. I don't know if I'm past this help, or I'm at my wit's end. You know, I've tried doctors, and they want me to do all this radiation stuff, and I can't afford it, for one, and for two, mm-hmm. It's very scary. So I'm kind of researching what other choices I have before it's too late.
Yeah, well, it sounds to me like, and just the fact that you called, I do a lot more work, and very successful work, with people that are ready to make a shift in their life. And everything that you're describing to me, that you just have a very low tolerance for, the radiation and different other options that have been given to you, just the fact that there is a possibility there that you are ready to make a shift on an evolutionary consciousness, that you can, and this is not woo-woo stuff, that you can shift your body into a state where it understands what's been done, and providing you are able to understand how the device basically works with you on a subconscious level, and it helps to balance unbalanced areas, which I tell you, it doesn't diagnose or treat, but what it does do is it goes in and it looks for imbalances. Now, an imbalance is an actual area where there is a probability of a problem. So even though I won't talk to you about treating, I will tell you that by balancing your energetic field, because you are aware that your body is electric, correct?
Right, right.
Okay. Anything that has mass has a vibration. Anything that has a vibration is measurable. And the QXCI is able to, with the wrist straps, ankle straps, and head straps on you, pertinent information, your birth information, where you are, which is where you were born, excuse me, your name as it appeared on your birth certificate, your date of birth, and that is like DNA to the device. And then at that point, it will go in and do a 3 to 5 minute test on you, where it communicates with you on a subconscious level through the energy field, and it's actually talking to the energy that you are. And your energy is communicating back in a nanosecond, which is every 1/100th of a second. Your body has a pulse asked of you, and you respond equally as fast.
That's amazing. Is this like string theory? And I saw another video of a lady, and she was mentioning string theory and Stephen Hawking's, and a lot of quantum physics stuff. It was hard for me to wrap my mind around, but it kind of sounds like...
It is hard for you to wrap your mind around, but I'll tell you, you don't have to wrap your mind around anything to have actually an effect with this device.
I just need to let go and let the device work with my body subconsciously.
Correct. All you have to do is come with a willing desire to accept the fact that positive changes will be happening to your body, and that's all I ask of you.
Would you recommend that I try this before I go ahead with the chemotherapy?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Well, you know, you're backing me into a corner to make some kind of diagnosis, but I can tell you
well,
this way.
Well, just like hypothetically, I don't want to...
Let me answer you like this, because it's safer and it would be illegal if I didn't answer it this way. If it were me, I would do this many times before I had chemotherapy.
Okay.
And then I would see how I'm feeling, and I would, if there was a way to have a pancreatic measurement being done to see exactly what's going on with you, because what I would like to do And what the device does with you, it actually goes in and works on a conscious level with you. Now, your body, you're aware of homeostasis, right?
Right.
Homeostasis is the natural ability to heal ourselves.
Right.
And this device was designed to encourage the body to do its own repair, its own healing. And I don't, you know, I know you're pretty far with your pancreatic stage. However, I would always recommend, always suggest that a person try it and see, because you'll know after, but from the time you stand up out of the chair that you're sitting in getting the QX, you will have an idea.
I'll feel it right away.
You will notice something right away.
That's good. Now, I was doing a little research online like I tend to do with everything else, and I noticed some of these machines got recalled. Is that the same machine you're using, or are these not the recalled ones?
No, I have no idea what that machine would be.
Oh, okay. That's good.
No, there's no recall on our device.
Okay, so there, it's totally up, okay to use and everything. I read something about people were getting like shocked from the machine itself, and they had to recall some of them.
No, that wouldn't be us. No,
okay, that's good.
This device has been out for a very, very long time. It's got a success rate that is absolutely phenomenal. But again, it's most effective with someone who is accepting of positive changes occurring within their being.
Right. You have to have an open mind for it to work.
It's not just an open mind. You have to really want things to happen, as opposed to, let me tell you the biggest downfall to this device. If I have a person, and if you know anything about quantum physics, again, any scientist or professor will tell you, the success to quantum physics is, as far as healing goes, is fixing or focusing on the positive changes occurring in your body and not going back to check or measure. For example, if you're coming in for pain, you don't want to measure your pain after you've had quantum biofeedback, because you're taking your mind and you're allowing your mind to perceive that pain should still be there.
Right.
And now, you see what I'm saying?
You have to fool the mind into thinking the pain is gone.
Well, you're not fooling the mind. What you're doing is you're telling the mind that pain is no longer an issue.
I see.
And the mind is very obedient. It'll do exactly what you tell it to do.
Right. So it's not like a yes, there's pain, or no, there's pain. There's just not anything such as pain initially. Like, there's no such thing as pain.
Well, I had a gentleman last night that's been complaining about pain for 4 years, and he's got neurological damage, and I gave him the same instructions when he left.
What was his doctor's diagnosis, if you don't mind me asking? Is it like what I have?
No, it's not like what you have.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't related to pancreas at all. It was neurological.
Oh, okay.
And, but, you know, I've worked on Alzheimer's children that have had a turnaround in their Alzheimer's on the one session.
Alzheimer's
in children?
I've had irritable
bowel clients that have had irritable bowel for 20 and 30 years of their life, and it stopped after 5 or 6 months of treatment.
Wow, that's amazing.
I've had a lady with a pacemaker that had extreme pain in her heart ever since they put it in, and that stopped. Some of these people were coming two, three, 4 months. You know, once a month, twice a month, just to get it. But they could afford the time to have sessions like that, spread them out, you know?
Right. And I have a pamphlet here. Is the going price still the $90 session? Is that a current rate?
It's actually $99 for an hour and a half, $66 for an hour. It's been raised by 10%. Where did you get that pamphlet?
I got it in town at a health food store.
Okay.
I forget what it's called.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to go back and look for those. But now where are you at?
I'm in the Lakeside.
Okay.
So
I
go in for doctor's appointments and stuff. Now, I have a question. It said on the pamphlet that you treat animals, and I think that my dog is I don't know if it's, I know it's not like a physical problem, but I think because he sees me in this pain and sick
Absolutely.
Like this, I think it's starting to affect my dog negatively. And is that something that we could come in for like a group rate type of thing, or is it billed separately? Because like I said, I don't have insurance, so I'm worried.
Well, I genuinely will... See, I would have to actually put the dog on to work on the dog, but what I could tell you is, when were you thinking about having a session?
Probably next week sometime. I'll have to see, because like I said, my schedule is pretty full with the doctor's appointments and stuff, but probably, yeah, within the next couple weeks, I'd say I would have some time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. With pancreatic stuff, you know, I would definitely consider making some time because for you, a couple weeks would make a big difference, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, and, like I said, with the whole, you know, the radiation stuff, I think what's really stopping me is that I don't want to lose my hair. I'm really attached to it, and I know it sounds stupid and it's superficial, but it's... I was picked on for that when I was younger, and I have a bad feeling about it, you know, so I kind of want to try this route first, but I can't just skip my appointments because, you know, they'll start to worry. But next appointment I have is Friday, so I'll go in.
What do you mean the next appointment? Okay, what about you getting in tomorrow?
Tomorrow I have another appointment, I believe. I'd have to look at my schedule. It's down...
The reason that I'm saying that is with a condition as such that you left me a message saying how, you know, you're feeling about this and it's quite nerve-wracking for you, I would have expected, actually, that you would have wanted to get right in, and I'm kind of surprised that you want to put it off a week or two.
Yeah, some days I feel better than others. It's like a roller coaster, but my main concern is getting dropped from the doctor appointments and having to pay for visits that I didn't take. So I'd have to go in there and make sure that, you know, I have a few days where I don't have an appointment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am definitely interested.
You know, I'll tell you, why don't you just give me a ring back then whenever you think? I know I'm up in Kalispell tomorrow at the Wellness Education Center. I do have some, I think I have an opening Friday sometime around 12:30 or so, and I've got one tomorrow. But otherwise, you could drive down to Polson at my other office next week.
Yeah, I have a friend that drives me around and stuff because I no longer drive. But, yeah, I'm sure that wouldn't be a problem, especially if it's for, you know, a positive thing here.
Yeah, I would suggest you get in immediately so that you can make your decision based on how you feel.
Right.
It isn't going to have any effect on whether or not you go to a doctor's appointment after a session.
Right. And I also need to make sure
to work on that conscious level that you're coming from.
Yeah, and I need to make sure I have the money also aside. Money's really tight right now with the fixed income thing. And, you know, since I was diagnosed, I haven't really been able to work anymore. So I'm still getting all that sorted out. Like I said, this is all pretty new to me, but it's very scary.
Okay.
I have another question. With all this swine flu going around, is that something that would fix if there was anything in me that looked like I could get that flu? Is this something I could use for that as well?
It's kind of a strange question you're asking. This does zap viruses. It does zap flus. It zaps bacterial, fungal. It'll zap anything which basically weakens the viral or flu or bacteria. Weakens it, because when you understand that everything has a vibrational frequency, this does identify whatever it is by its vibrational frequency. So this device, it is aware of swine flu. It does know how to recognize
Okay, that's why I was wondering if it was in me, if I had the virus in me, but I wasn't getting symptoms yet. That's why I was wondering if it would find that and fix it.
if you're thinking there's a chance that you might be carrying it, is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know for sure, like I said, but there's always a chance. You know, I've been in a couple doctor's offices where there were people that I suspect had it, so you can't be too careful these days.
Yeah, I would have no way of knowing without putting you on the device first.
Right. Okay, well, yeah, I'll give you a call back on Monday then, and hopefully I'll have some extra cash sorted out, and I'll be able to get the session done, and then we'll talk about my dog and see what we can do for him.
Yeah, I would suggest doing something as soon as possible it's not the kind of thing that you want to come over and say, oh my gosh, it's really bad, because you got to give me something to work with here.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I just read a while ago about Patrick Swayze dying from this, and it looked like he had it for a while. And like I said, I haven't had it for that long, but yeah, I definitely don't want to keep putting it off before it's too late.
Yeah. Okay, well, okay. Matthew, it was good to talk to you. Give me a call as soon as you have an idea what you want to do, and
we'll go from there. I will do that. Thank you. You've been very helpful. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What?